Piro, quid pro quo: Joe Biden does not get a pass because he is running for president. By Jeff Poore on September 29, 2019. Saturday on her Fox News Channel show's opening statement segment, host Jeanine Pirro offered her evaluation of the ongoing saga involving President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and former Vice President Joe Biden. Pirro honed in on how congressional Democrats and the media were attempting to apply double standards to Trump, themselves and Biden. Transcript as follows. Pirro, for over 2 years, the presidency of the United States has been under siege. Our commander-in-chief has been subjected to unprecedented maligning by the mainstream media, high-level Obama administration officials and disappointed, disgruntled and deranged Democrats. It's as though the White House is an ancient walled city with barbarians storming the gate, looking to annihilate the outsider beholden to no one the American people put in that house in 2016. The radicals have been resisting and salivating at the chance to get revenge for their 2016 loss. First, he was an illegitimate president. Then Russia, 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 Stormy Daniels, taxes. And now the ultimate revenge and attempt to impeach a president of the United States. For what? He broke the law. The president was guilty of a cover-up before anyone even saw a transcript. Begin video clip. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, DCA. The president of the United States in his actions in a telephone call with the head of state betrayed his oath of office, our national security and the integrity of our elections. I think that the DNI did was broke the law. And the president has been engaged in a cover-up all along. End video clip. Pirro, why wait for a transcript of the hearing? Let's just take him down. Nancy didn't need direct knowledge, partisan hearsay was good enough for her. Let the impeachment begin. The crime they say is that our president spoke to the president of Ukraine and asked a favor, quote, to find out what happened with the whole situation in Ukraine. CrowdStrike, meddling in the 2016 election, how dare he? But America has been struggling for almost 3 years with that very issue. That's what the Mueller investigation that came up with nothing was all about. So let me see if I get this straight. The Democrats can investigate meddling, but the president, the chief executive of this nation, cannot? Democrats can spend $32 million of our dollars to tear the country apart and come up with no collusion and no meddling by the president with the Russians. And the president can ask a favor that Ukraine look into the genesis of the meddling of that 2016 election. Really? Folks, there was no quid pro quo, a simple ask by our president to another. So I'd like you to do a favor has nothing to do with the later discussion of Joe Biden. So why even discuss Joe Biden, they say? Let's be clear. The Joe Biden reference is seconds in a 30-minute long phone call. Joe himself just months earlier was on tape beating his chest on how he leveraged our taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor fired. The same prosecutor who was investigating and about to interrogate his son working in an energy company, Burisma, for which he had no training, no expertise, but was making millions. And the Democrats all use the crime family mob boss analogy when referring to President Trump. Now, I want you to take a listen to what a real mob boss sounds like. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D, presidential candidate L. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. End video clip. Pirro, my friends, that is the classic quid pro quo. You do this, you get that. You don't do, you don't get. Donald Trump said nothing like quid pro quo Joe did. And yet the Democrats have the unmitigated gall to say Biden didn't mean what he said, and Trump meant what he didn't say. And by the way, since when aren't allegations of corruption worth looking into? In fact, there's a treaty between the United States and Ukraine that calls for mutual assistance in criminal matters signed, in fact by Bill Clinton, which allows the two countries to request and provide evidence to each other. It creates the legal underpinning to share information about corruption. Joe Biden does not get a pass because he is running for president. There is no such prophylactic, because you announced for president, it does to give you the right to avoid questions. And whether you are allowed to ask about corruption shouldn't depend upon whether you are a Republican or a Democrat. Now, according to Adam Schiff, the same guy who tripped himself and anyone else rushing to the front of a camera to claim he had evidence of Russia collusion, we don't need a quid pro quo. Why do we need evidence when we can make this stuff up? The revenge of the Democrats and their attempt to undo a lost election will divide us and continue to tear this country apart. Something they've been doing since the outsider was elected. He kept his promise, delivering a soaring economy, safety, security, respect for law and order, and America first. But the Democrats, they're not happy with that. They know they cannot beat him at the ballot box. So they have to impeach him. Begin video clip. Rep. Al Green, DTX, I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get re-elected. End video clip. The Democrats, they were all giggly at the thought of removing him. We don't want gamesmanship. But since they arrived at that conclusion, the day the outsider was elected, then they will get their wish. Game on. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.